My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a...
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Welcome back to This Week in Skating. No Daphne here. It's Matteo and Gina holding down the fort. Daphne had something during our normal recording time, and with Worlds being next week, which is crazy to think about. We didn't want to switch up the schedule too much because things are going to be a little different next week and in kind of the week after.
To be quite busy for you.
Yes. And so we just kept things the way it is. We said, okay, Matteo and I can handle it. It's a very kind of quiet week, so we don't have a lot to talk about. I guess this is the quiet before the world storm, I would think, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But happy St. Patrick's Day. We're recording on St. Patrick's Day. I don't know, how are the festivities in London? I mean...
I think there might be quite a few people at the pub tonight. Not me, of course, because I'm here recording, but surely there will be something happening out there. I saw Caroline Sosis and Shane Firuth representing Ireland. They actually posted a very nice video today to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. They, of course, dressed in green and... having Irish music. That was really lovely to see.
I always love when people share the river dance programs that people have done. I mean, Jason Brown is always the big one, but we had a lot of river dance, I think, this year with Sarah Everhart did river dance and Brady Tennell did Lord of the Dance. So I love seeing some of these old river dance programs kind of getting resurfaced on St. Patrick's Day. Just a heads up, this is going to be our last regular weekly episode. Next week there won't be a weekly episode because we'll do our Worlds preview then, and then Daphne and I are going to attempt to do a podcast from Worlds if time allows, so stay tuned. Just kind of keep things, we are very disappointed that a certain person won't be with us at Worlds, but
blame it on my work.
It is what it is. And so hopefully he can still be part of our preview. Maybe. We're going to hope. Mm-hmm. And then if not, we will make sure we keep him in the loop. And
you know, I'm very sorry about it as well, because last year in Montreal, we had such a good time. It was actually the first and only time that the three of us were physically together.
Yeah.
But I remember that we got down to a media area to record twice when we were there. But as you said, it's not easy because the schedule is very intense. There's so much happening. And then, yeah, luckily, if you've got a couple of hours that you can spend recording, if you're lucky, you do it. But if you don't, you do it afterwards. Right. But it's still such a great event to go to. And I'm sure you will have a lot of great stories to share.
Yes, we will definitely keep you in line with all of the stories that go on. And Daphne and I are looking at the schedule and seeing if we can carve some time before we go to Boston and see if we can say, okay, maybe that's a time we can do it. But then, of course, once we get there and figure things out, we'll try. Maybe at the beginning of the week before dance begins, she has a little more of extra time then, but we'll try. We're going to try our hardest. So, but we did release a special interview episode that came out today. Daphne and I, Matteo was unable to join us for this one, but we talked to Teams Elite. And as you know, they made history by becoming the first U.S. synchro team to win a world title at any level. And so that was a really cool interview. And I definitely suggest you check it out. Even if you're not a big synchro fan, you may find some interesting things or learn something about synchro. They gave some advice on people who may have never seen synchro before. And I learned a lot from that. And so definitely check that out. But let's move on to general skating news. And since Worlds is, I still can't believe Worlds is like next week, but there's a lot of our general skating news that has to do with Worlds. First thing is Brian Boitano is hosting a special Boitano Lounge at the 2025 World Figure Skating Championships. He will be joined by Olympic legends like Scott Hamilton, Christy Yamaguchi, Nancy Kerrigan, Tenley Albright, plus appearances by Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir. Now, this one is taking place Thursday, March 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the TD Garden. Now, tickets include dinner and admission to the Paris Free Skate, but if you already have tickets to the Paris Free Skate and just want to go to the dinner, you can do that. The event will benefit the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum in Colorado Springs, and we'll have a link in our show notes to tickets for this special Boitano's Lounge. Now, Brian will also be hosting his regular Boitano lounges on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and those are also taking place in the TD Garden, and we'll have a link for those Boitano Lounge tickets in our show notes as well.
Also having something happening during the event are Ashley Wagner and Adam Rippon. So they will be doing a live broadcast of their Run Through podcast at World. It will take place on Saturday, March 29th from 9 to 11 a.m. at Banner's Kitchen and Tap next to the TD Garden. The event includes a continental breakfast buffet. The cost is $75 and a portion of that money will go to the U.S. Figure Skating Family Support Fund.
Now, this event is happening just before Worlds. The Harvard Club of Boston is hosting a panel discussion on Thursday, March 20th, featuring Tanley Albright, Paul George, Sophia Jarmick, Suna Murray, Masha Pevic, and Paul Wiley. The event will offer a rare glimpse into the careers and personal journeys of these legendary athletes, both on and off the ice. Cost is $15 and includes appetizers, and we'll have the link for that in the show notes.
Learn to Skate USA Skate Fest is hosting an event celebrating AAPI excellence together on ice on Saturday, March 29th at the Sturdivant Ice Arena in Boston. It is a special community impact event recognizing the contribution of Asian and Asian Americans in figure skating, and it will be a unique opportunity to take the ice with Olympic medalists including Nathan Chen, Christy Yamaguchi, Vincent Zhou, and Mirai Nagasu. There will be two sessions and pre-registration is highly recommended.
Now, Skate Canada announced the first recipients of the Skate Global Foundation grant, which was launched in 2024 to support Canada's Indigenous, Black, and racially marginalized athletes. The organization was founded by Elijah Baldy and Michelle Dawley. The 2025 grant recipients are Ian Brodreau, a Hispanic pre-novice men's skater from Montreal, Nathan Lickers, an Indigenous senior ice dancer from the Six Nation territories of the Grand River, Ontario, and Kiernan Thrasher, a Black junior pair skater from Amherstburg.
Ilya Malini is a finalist for the AAU Sullivan Award. The last figure skater to win this award was Evan Lizacek in 2010. In total, four skaters have won, including Dick Basson in 1949 and Michelle Kwan in 2001, Sarah Hughes in 2002. Fans can vote once per day until March 20. We are going to put a link to that in the show notes.
Figure Skating in Harlem will hold its 28th annual ice show, Harlem Goes Hollywood, on Saturday, March 22nd and Sunday, March 23rd at Riverbank State Park in New York. And tickets can be purchased online and the link will be in the show notes.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Moving on to events, results, and coverage. There are only two events that we got to report about this week. The first one is the Coup de Printemps, where in the men there was a French sweep as François Pitot won gold and Corentin Spinner and Ilia Gotjisseh won silver and bronze. And in the women, Eva Lotta Kibus of Estonia won the gold. Ginevra Lavinia Negrello of Italy won silver. And Nikki Warries of the Netherlands taking bronze.
And we had a synchro event. It was Budapest Cup. In the senior event, Team Les Suprêmes Senior of Canada won gold, with Team Passion Senior of Hungary taking the silver, and Team Olympic of the Czech Republic winning bronze. In the junior event, Team Hakats Junior and Team DC Edge Junior from the U.S. won gold and silver respectively, and Team Cometa Junior of the Czech Republic took the bronze. And we have the Dog Gava Open Cup and the 5th Annual Howard E. Van Camp Invitational, and that's a solo dance series. Those events you'll find in our show notes.
Next week, we have the 2025 Morris Open, which is a national solo dance series event in Morristown, New Jersey, and it's taking place between March 21st and 23rd.
Well, moving on to online updates. Canadian ice dancers Nadia Bishinska and Peter Beaumont have announced the end of their partnership. Now, both plan to continue competing and are searching for new partners, and we wish them the best of luck in their future endeavors. This was a little sad to hear because I did like this team, and I thought they skated very well together, so I'm wishing them all the best as they move forward.
We have another two ice dance teams. The first one is French junior ice dancers Eva Bernard and Amedeo Bonetto. They announced the end of their partnership, and Eva is searching for a new partner. And also Slovakian junior ice dancers Aneta Vaklavikova and Ivan Morozov announced the end of their partnership. So best of luck to both teams in their future.
Audrey Shin and Balaj Naj appeared in a YouTube video with Korean content creators Team One Illusion, who do martial arts and acrobatic tricks, and that was an interesting video. Definitely go and check that out. Diversify Ice shared on Instagram that it is on a mission to open the first ever Black-owned ice rink and skating museum, and I hope Diversify Ice can do that. What an accomplishment that would be if they can do that. So wishing them all the best in that.
Ukrainian ice dancer Maria Holubusova posted that a few nights ago the Montreal apartment of ice dancers Kili Bielobrov of Ukraine and Marko Gaidachenko of Estonia was completely destroyed in a fire. They lost everything, unfortunately, and there is now a GoFundMe page that has been set up to help them rebuild their life after this tragedy. So we're going to have the link, of course, in the show notes, and make sure if you can to contribute and help these skaters that unfortunately went through something that is quite exceptional if you think about it, but it's very sad to have to go through that at such a young age, particularly.
Well, for our featured article this week, we're going to focus on the synchronized skaters thrive on the ice, in the classroom, and on the job. And that was an article by US Figure Skating. They talked to several synchronized skaters about how they balance, you know, being students and how they balance having jobs. So it was very interesting. We talked to two skaters from Teams Elite about balancing school and skating. So check out that article. And there are other articles as well. You'll find those links in our show notes.
Right. We already reached the end of the episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very efficient and very quick.
Not much is going on. But again, it's the calm before the storm, as I say. The calm before the world storm. Not that it's a bad storm. It's going to be a good storm. But it's just the calm. We need a little calm before we go. And I know Daphne and I haven't even started the whole packing thing, but I know that's coming. And you got to pack for your work trip. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're all busy packing for different ways, but I wish I was packing to come to Boston.
We wish you were too.
Anyway, shall we look at the updates in each one of our media? So starting with This Week in Skating, remember to check our special episode interview with Teams Elite. So it's already been posted and you can find it on our website or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget to check our merchandise available on our Swag page, and also you can join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes.
For IDC, Daphne has solo dance event links. They're getting updated. And at FSO, the World's Hub, my World's Hub, will be up when this episode comes out. So we've reached the end of the episode. No weekly episode again next week. We will be doing our world's preview, and hopefully Daphne and I can record something while in Boston. Mateo, all the best on your work trip. We're going to miss you next week. If you're in Boston, stop and say hello. Love to chat, meet some of our listeners. But until then...
thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.